Listening Library presents The Appearance of Annie Van Sinderen by Catherine Howe. Read for you by Jesse Bernstein and Kathleen McInerney. For Charles Sussman and Marion McGee, who went until the wheels fell off. Who knows, for all the distance, but I am as good as looking at you now, for all you cannot see me? Walt Whitman, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. Prologue. The cafe in the basement of Tisch, the art and film school at New York University, was redecorated this year. After entertaining a number of ambitious design proposals, including one with a water wall illuminated from within by pulsating LED lights, they decided to go with a retro New York theme that featured subway tile walls, stained mirrors, large filament glass light bulbs, and hand-weathered bentwood chairs. They revamped the menu too, adding old-school New York deli food like huge pastrami sandwiches on rye, hot potato knishes, and half-sour pickles the size of a freshman's forearm. Everyone seemed pretty confident that the redesign would make the space more inviting for students than when it had a 1990s look with grunge band posters and retro shag carpet and papasan chairs. Nobody ever went down there then. They decided to dress up the wall behind the salad bar with silk-screened reproduction newspaper articles, all collaged together. For some reason, most of the collaged newspapers documented long-forgotten tragedies, like the draft riots in 1863 or the Astor Place riot of 1849. The decorator's assistant, who's